Welcome to our weekly podcast, Heart, Health, and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, designed and developed to bring hope and holistic healing to those in need of spiritual restoration. We use the power of the scriptures to demonstrate how the great physician Yahuwah has been healing people throughout the ages. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even now, he continues to bring restorative healing to the lives of many. This special healing that only the great physician can bring is indeed the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Through sharing the word, as well as the personal experiences of others, this podcast will inspire healing and restoration. This episode of Heart, Health, and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, explores who can save us from an evil heart. Let's join Brother Mike and Sister Alicia as they share their take on this profound topic.
In Proverbs chapter 23, 7 said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." One of the things for make one individual have a healthy heart, you have to be careful at the thoughts that come in our mind. Because one of the things that the enemy know this word, that he has bring evil thoughts in this individual mind. And if this person consistently allow their thoughts to go in a heart, which is a conscious mind, automatically that person will become it. So for you have a healthy heart, you have to meditate on the word of Yahuwah. For example, I used to have a problem with lust. I take the word of Yahuwah in my mind. Like where the word said, the more you put it in your heart, the more you put it consistently in your mind, and then you send it to your heart, then you become that. I get delivered, I get set free with Yahuwah word, and have a healthy heart because I meditate with Yahuwah word. Like where David said, the word will put in my heart, where I hide in my heart, that he commandments, that the word will want deliver you. So you have to meditate by Yahuwah word. If you have to say 3 times a day, just think about it, that's how you have a healthy heart. And when you have that healthy heart, anything that come after that, you know, chase it out of your mind. You know, I want to think it none at all. Right now, my mind just stay pure because only the word of Yahuwah allowed for remaining in my heart.
What makes a healthy heart? A healthy heart is a heart that stay connected to Yahuwah. When we pray, read Yahuwah word, trust him, forgive others, and walk in obedience, our heart becomes stronger spiritually, just like a healthy tree produces good fruits. A healthy heart produces love, joy, shalom, kindness, patience, and self-control. The condition of our heart will always show in the way we speak, think, and treat others. That's why we should guard our hearts and allow Yahuwah to shape them every day. I have a scripture which says Proverbs 4:23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it."
First of all, we have to realize that where it start from. It start from Adam and Eve, and it consistently go through. That's why he said like this, he said in Jeremiah chapter 17, "The heart is deceitful above all things. The creator, they tell we who create we, they tell we. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." A deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? When we're in the world, we don't even know that we're heart wicked. But when we're in a Yahuwah now, we could believe and we could say, hey, I could know the thoughts where they come out of my mind that enough for Yahuwah. And that's how we get rid of the thoughts. Because that we come from the heart. Matthew 15, 18, and 19 tell you, from within the heart proceed evil thinking, adultery, murder, theft, lasciviousness. And it just continue. It said that come from within and defile one man. So from the moment where individual born, that done day in that person. So that person need to seek Yahuwah. When he seek Yahuwah word and Yahuwah face, then Yahuwah could be the one who could search the heart, remove the heart of stone, remove the heart of thorn, and give up his ruach, and so that individual could be a completely different person.
So to me, what's me an evil heart is the fruit. Example: hatred, jealousy, bitterness, lying, pride, anger, gossip, unforgiveness, greed, disobedient to Yahuwah word and his commandment. For me as a teenager, we often struggle in our hearts with prayer pressure, jealousy, fear, anger, worry, doubt, and the desire to fit in. These struggles can pull us away from Yahuwah and make us feel trapped, but Yahuwah does not want us to live in bondage. When we trust Yahuwah and allow him to change our heart, he fills us with shalom, strength, and joy. As the scripture says, if a son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
I struggle a lot of things when I first enter the kingdom of Yahuwah. One of the strongest things that we man face while we enter the kingdom of Yahuwah, the loss, deception, right? Lying. All these things man face in the kingdom of Yahuwah. I used to ask myself many times, how could I have a peaceful mind? And how could I have a pure heart? But one of the things I will explain to anybody out there, that consistently seeking the face of Yahuwah, not give up, because Yahuwah could deliver you. Yahuwah could set you free. Yahuwah could set your mind free, that you could think according to the word of Yahuwah. I used to have a lot of negative thinking. I come from an area where my mind was completely poisoned. Everything was poisoned. Evil. But thank to Yahuwah because of his compassion, my mind is pure right now. So anybody out there, I just give you this advice. Yahuwah could set you free. It could set your mind free for loss. It could set your mind free for deception. I get set free for all of them things. The struggle I used to face way back, I'm a loss. We man face a lot of loss, especially when we're in the kingdom of Yahuwah. The enemy always will bring that to you. But I could tell you, through Yahuwah, you could set free. I could walk now. I could look for a person now, for a woman, and I don't have to think nothing in my heart. I could look upon as my sister now. Because you know why? Because Yahuwah set me free. So anybody who is struggling out there, Yahuwah word could set you free. Just listen to the word of Yahuwah. Just meditate by the word of Yahuwah. It could set you free.
Who can save us from an evil heart? When our heart are struggling with sin, fear, and all the bad fruit, we cannot overcome everything on our own. Yahushua is the one who saves us from evil. When we put our heart, faith in him, we pray and follow his teaching, he gives us the strength to overcome things that try to control our heart. Yahushua not only forgives our sin, but also helps us live a new life filled with shalom, love, and hope. What I learned is that Yahuwah sees our heart and knows the struggle we face. I learned that the things like fear, jealousy, anger, and temptation can affect us, but Yahushua can help us overcome them. The scripture teach me to trust Yahuwah, pray, and follow his word, so that my heart stay pure and strong. I also learned that through Yahushua, I can be free from sin and live a life that pleases Yahuwah.
We must realize, like how Jeremiah 17:10 said, Yahuwah searched the heart. He tried the reins. He tried the mind. Even to give every man according to his ways. One thing I could say, that Yahuwah could save your heart. First of all, you have to have the connection with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit and the Most High. Once you have the connection with the Ruach HaKodesh will be right there for lead and guide you. The Ruach HaKodesh will tell you if you think wickedness. The Ruach HaKodesh will tell you how evil your heart is. So you need the Ruach HaKodesh. The only way you could overcome that evil heart, you need the Ruach HaKodesh. When you have the Ruach and then you take the word of Yahuwah, then that's how you could overcome that evil heart. That's how Yahuwah could save you from that evil heart. That's why I say, he will remove the heart of stone. He will remove the heart of thorn. And he will put a rock in you. So when he put his rock in you, that's so you can be saved. Because when we may bond with this heart of stone. We may bond with this heart of thorn. So when we used to see out there what the world is doing, we follow it because we were of the world. But when we're in a Yahuwah now, and we have the Ruach Yahuwah, the mighty Ruach Yahuwah, I saw the Ruach that the one who convict us when we do anything wrong, the Ruach that the one will lead and guide us, the Ruach that the one will teach us the word of Yahuwah, the Ruach that the one will make the word of Yahuwah get living inside of we, and I saw Yahuwah give us his Ruach, and that's how we can overcome the stone, that's how we can overcome the thorn. Where the inside away. Because you have to realize that the thorn and the stone are the one will block you for having that relationship with Yahuwah. Because you could meditate the word of Yahuwah, but if you have a heart of stone, it just can't work. If you have that heart that torn, you automatically eat the word. So you need the Ruach HaKodesh. So when the Ruach is inside of you, you will make the word grow inside of you. Then that's so you could be saved and that's so you could overcome that evil heart. So what you need for the, if you find yourself in that certain evil thoughts, repent. Repent immediately. Meditate on the word of Yahuwah. And if you find yourself that that's that they consistently fight you, go for a fasting and praying. And just continue meditating at the word of Yahuwah. And that's how you will overcome that thoughts. You will overcome it. Because I tell you, they're like, oh, the word says, greater is he that is within you than he that is in this world. With Yahuwah, you will always have victory. Always remember that.
Thank you for joining us for Heart, Health, and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, according to Exodus 15:26. As we learn to stand in the will of the Most High Yah, we also gain victory in His name over disease, as Yahuwah Rapha heals us. Heart, Health, and Healing, Yahuwah's Way is brought to you by In His Name Messianic Ministries in collaboration with the Assembly of Yahuwah at Sand Hill. Find us on Facebook as well as on the web. Until next time, shalom and stay blessed.